epidermal implantation possible. The patient was free to move about, take showers, do anything he wanted. Much better than the old units, where the charger was clipped to a patient's belt and wires dangled down all over. She looked at the computer screens, which flashed, "Operative monitors interrupted for electronics check." On one screen, a blown-up circuit diagram appeared. The computer checked each pathway and component independently. It took 4 millionths of a second for each check. The entire process was completed in 2 seconds. The computer flashed, "Electronic check, negative." A moment later, brain views reappeared. The computer had gone back to monitoring the operation. "Well," Ellis said, "let's hook him up." He painstakingly attached the 40 fine wire leads from the 2 electrode arrays to the plastic unit. Then he fitted the wires down along the neck, tucked the plastic under the skin, and called for sutures. The elapsed time clock read 1 hour and 12 minutes. Chapter 2. Morris wheeled Benson into the recovery room, a long, low-ceilinged room where patients were brought immediately after operation. The NPS had a special section of the rec room, as did cardiac patients and burns patients. But the NPS section, with its cluster of electronic equipment, had never been used before. Benson was the first case. Benson looked pale, but otherwise fine. His head and neck were heavily bandaged. Morris supervised his transfer from the rolling stretcher to the permanent bed. Across the room, Ellis was telephoning in his operative note. If you dialed extension 1104, you got a transcribing machine. The dictated message would later be typed up by a secretary and inserted in Benson's record. Ellis's voice droned on in the background. "Centimeter incisions were made over the right temporal region, and 2 millimeter burr holes drilled with a K7 drill. Implantation of Briggs electrodes carried out with computer assistance on the limbic program. Honey, that's spelled in capital letters, LIMBIC, program. X-ray placement of electrodes determined with computer review as within established limits. Electrodes sealed with Tyler fixation caps and 70-grade dental sealer. Transmission wires..."
"What do you want on him?" the rec room nurse asked. "Vital signs, Q5 minutes for the first hour, Q15 for the second, Q30 for the third, hourly thereafter. If he's stable, you can move him up to the floor in 6 hours."
The nurse nodded, making notes. Morris sat down by the bedside to write a short operative note. Short operative note on Harold F. Benson. Pre-op DX, acute disinhibitory lesion, temporal focus. Post-op DX, same. Procedure, implantation of twin Briggs electrode arrays into right temporal lobe with subdermal placing of computer and plutonium charging unit. Pre-op meds, phenobarbital.